The Deauville American Film Festival, acknowledged as one of the primary platforms celebrating cinematic creativity, has, during its 49th edition, bestowed the prestigious Grand Prix upon Leroy, the debut feature film by Shane Atkinson, a rising star in the realm of directing. Atkinson directs the antihero Ray, portrayed brilliantly by John Magaro, in a spiraling series of poignant misadventures that begin with a thwarted suicide attempt in a motel parking lot. The unexpected encounter with a stranger who convinces him that he is the hired hitman provides Ray with an unforeseen opportunity to regain some semblance of respect and control over his life. The film skillfully weaves dark humor with a somber atmosphere, reminiscent of the work of the Coen brothers and Quentin Tarantino, a combination that significantly appealed to the critics present at Deauville. The jury, chaired by eminent French actor and director Guillaume Canet, recognized Leroy as a meritorious work among the 14 films vying for the Grand Prix, an honor previously bestowed upon Charlotte Wells's film After Sun in the preceding edition. It should be noted that audiences will be able to savor this thriller from April 2024 onwards. Regrettably, the festival was somewhat overshadowed by the significant repercussions of the ongoing strike in Hollywood, an unprecedented situation that hampered the smooth running of events. Stemming from demands for better remuneration and regulation of the use of artificial intelligence in the industry, the strike has seen actors and scriptwriters united in a fierce struggle against Hollywood studio giants for over 2 months now. The strike orchestrated by the SAG-AFTRA union has not only put a halt to film production but also banned any promotion of films, thereby depriving the festival of the illustrious presence of stars such as Natalie Portman and Jude Law. Despite this adversity, organizers demonstrated resilience by maintaining a rich and diverse programming with a presentation of 80 works in various categories. In a show of solidarity and support for the film industry, several directors not directly affected by the strike graced the festival with their presence, thus bringing a note of optimism and cultural resistance. Emblematic figures such as Todd Haynes, Rebecca Miller, and Jerry Schatzberg thus gravitated around this bastion of cinephilia, offering their unwavering support to the festival. Despite the turbulence of the current context, the Deauville Festival continues to fulfill its role as a beacon in the cinematic universe, proudly illustrating the perseverance of the artistic spirit in times of adversity. Shane Atkinson's presence in Normandy to defend Leroy is a powerful testament to creators' commitment to their art and the audience. This 49th edition is thus a celebration of the audacity, creativity, and resilience of American cinema.